Are you someone who is fascinated by all the pregnancy, childbirth, and motherhood stuff few people talk about because they're too embarrassed? If so, welcome to the motherlode of all things taboo, or at least really wild and interesting. The Asking for a Pregnant Friend podcast is based off the book of the same name and dives in to all of the pregnancy, birth, and mothering topics that make many people blush or scratch their heads. I do all the boring research so you don't have to, and bring you interviews with the leading experts in the topics I cover. I also share all the things about myself, Bailey Gaddis. I'm all about TMI. You'll also hear stories from brave women who gave permission to have their stories shared. So come along, my friend, on a journey into the beautiful underbelly of making, growing, and raising babies. As the owner of the egg donor agency, Graceful Beginnings Egg Donation, I often get the question, you know, do I have to tell people that I used an egg donor? Am I obligated to share this information? And, you know, obviously the answer is absolutely no. You know, that this decision is super personal, and you can do whatever you like with it. You know, in the age of oversharing, some people feel like it's their right to know all of your business, which can make you feel pressure to share it all, even, you know, the aspects of yourself that you want to hold close. And this can even result in you feeling like, you know, you're lying or inauthentic if you're not completely open about your journey to conception. And I don't want that for you. I want you to feel free to choose who you do and do not share this intimate information with, and to know that you are not less than if you don't feel like shouting it from the rooftops. That is okay. And you might also still be processing how you feel about using a donor. You know, maybe you're exploring what it's like to be pregnant with a child who isn't biologically related to you. And it can muddy the emotional waters to share information that you yourself are still unpacking. And on the other hand, you know, you might be yearning for a few special people to talk to about your decision to use a donor. You know, a few people who won't judge you or ask insensitive questions. And so creating this really carefully curated group can give you a pillow of support when you do tell people that might not be as understanding as they should. For example, you know, uptight parents or in-laws who just don't understand the whole concept of egg donation. Okay, so what to do about this? So first, I recommend really thinking long and hard about those people that you trust implicitly. You know, the people that never raise their eyebrows when you tell them something deeply personal or something that might, you know, be embarrassing. Not to say at all that using an egg donor is embarrassing. It is a beautiful decision to make. So make a list of these people. Again, the people that have your back no matter what. And if you have a partner, obviously it's ideal to make this list with them. And then tell just those people. You can have, you know, a private meetup with each of the individuals on your list where you share your news. And you can also request that they don't share this information until you give them the go-ahead. You can also ask them for support. So, you know, if you're struggling with emotions around your genetic connection to the child, or you're nervous about telling certain people, ask your core group if they'd be willing to support you through this process. And they'll likely appreciate you being upfront with your needs, and most of them will probably jump into action to make you feel safe and held and deeply loved and supported. And so with this team of supporters in place, you can move on to phase three if you want. It's totally optional, which is telling the family members that you are not excited to tell. So if you choose to share your decision with everybody in your family, make a loose script for what you will say. You know, you can write down any information that you are willing to provide, and you can also make a note of what you're keeping to yourself. And you can create a script for what to say if they ask questions that you don't want to answer or you just feel are like really judgmental. So for example, if they start hammering you about why you used a donor instead of doing this or that or that, just clearly tell them that you're not there to discuss your reasoning and you have no obligation to do so, which is the truth. And express that you're telling them out of courtesy and that you don't need them to agree with your decision or to validate that decision. And state that you've shared everything that you're willing to share and request that they find a way to support you. And this might seem harsh, but again, I want you to remember that you don't need their approval. You're an adult who is following the path to parenthood that is right for you, and if applicable, your partner. And if you're really nervous about having these conversations, ask someone from your support group if they could accompany you so they can back you up, or even pull you out of the situation if it gets toxic. And so, you know, one of the last things I want to say is that you are an absolute champion for moving through the sometimes intense journey of conceiving with the support of a donor. It can be a long road, and you deserve to be honored for your commitment to bring a new life into this world. And please, please, please do not let anyone dim your light.
Are you newly pregnant and overwhelmed by the prospect of navigating this journey? Are you hoping to find calm, empowerment, and transformation, but don't know how to make that happen? Enter the book, Feng Shui Mommy, Creating Balance and Harmony for Blissful Pregnancy, Childbirth, and Motherhood. This book is a holistic companion for pregnant women who wish to awaken their spirit, harness the true potential of their mind, and nourish their body before, during, and after childbirth. This book provides in-depth guidance through all four trimesters, offering specific suggestions for mind, body, and spirit nourishment. It allows mothers to welcome delight and curiosity into the journey while embracing each phase with purpose and calm, and even a sense of fun. You can get your copy from Amazon or from Barnes & Noble, Target, and everywhere else books are sold.